I have the date of December 27th, 1976, that Ed Taylor began distributing Ted Turner's WTBS in Atlanta to cable systems via satellite. And tell us about this $1 investment that Ed talks about.
He'd worked for AT&T, then he was a consultant in the telephone business. And United Video, when we were still with LVO and United Cable, we were part of United Cable, we decided we could be a piece of that using our 1,000 miles of microwave. And we were going to add a lot of equipment, a lot of expense into all of these towers and transmitters and receivers and carry telephone across our part of the country. So I went and interviewed Ed in Ed Taylor in Kansas City. Ultimately, we hired him to run that piece of our business. He was technically my boss, but I was running the video side, and he was trying to get in the telephone side. We ultimately decided that we couldn't compete in that, and we sold everything we had done up to then to Southern Pacific. Ed went to work for Southern Pacific for some not too long, and then he switched over to Western Union. And at Western Union, he was selling a satellite space, and he called on Ted Turner. And Ted Turner said, well, I need somebody between me and the customer, because I'm a TV channel owner. I cannot be the transmitter to the end user or to the cable systems. And if you'll form a company, or I'll help you form a company, and give me a dollar, and you can be the intermediary. That worked out very well for both of them.
Yes.
That was the dollar.
That was the dollar. And then
Ted was really the marketer. Ed's a bright guy, really bright guy. I really like him. But I mean, having Ted Turner as your voice and face of the service, and he was at every cable system. He was just all over the place touting WTBS, which was really a mediocre television station, to say the best. It was mediocre compared to WGN, which we were carrying at the time.
But you didn't you follow WTBS and then went to get WGN?
Right.
So he led the way.
He led the way.
Superstation.
As soon as he did that, we said, "What can we do? We could rent a channel and do the same thing." And we loved WGN. They carried the Cubs. We had a good relationship with them, although they couldn't stop us. We were carrying their service all over Illinois. And Jim Trecek, who is we talked about earlier, a good friend of mine, and was working for me as a consultant in several areas, he and I went up and visited with WGN and told them what we were doing. They liked the concept, but it worried them that if we started carrying them all over the country, they were paying for Gilligan's Island and all these movies and stuff. They were paying the owners of the rights for Chicago. And all of a sudden, it might be in L.A. and San Francisco, who all over the United States. And that worried them that would increase their costs, and they couldn't see how they were going to make any extra money from it, other than the exposure. I think over time, they got a lot more national advertising instead of just Chicago advertising. Anyway, we put up a satellite dish outside of Chicago, beamed them to the satellite, and sold it to cable systems for 10 cents a subscriber.
And again, in that case, did you have to pay WGN?
No. No, we were just taking it off air.
That was another case. It was way back when.
I don't think that was ever even litigated, because it was already said that you can do that, pick up an antenna. We had no direct connection from them, although somewhere in the late 80s, or maybe even 90s, I think we did put a direct connection in. And then they started, WGN finally embraced the whole concept. About the time I left, mid-90s, they wound up buying the whole thing. I was long gone, but...
But you were there in the history-making time, because television was never the same
No, the satellite changed everything.
It changed everything, didn't it? And with...
The talk of 200 channels really happened.
Right.
In that day, in the early days, everybody said, well, that's just ridiculous. I mean, who would, what could you do with 200 channels?
Right. But then, and maybe we're ahead of ourselves, then people started creating programs and gave you content to sell and reasons to have cable or satellite.
Right.
Ted Turner, were you around him any at all?
I was around him some. He tried to buy our company, or talked about buying our company at one time. We went, Larry Flynn and I went down and had a visit with him. You know, he's just like you have seen him. He's a real flamboyant, bigger-than-life kind of guy.
Nice guy in person, probably.
He's pretty egocentric, but but yeah. A nice guy. Yeah.
Yeah, and it was sad to see recently on television.
I saw that interview. Yeah,
and I believe dementia or Alzheimer's have been setting in.
There's some other word. He had a name for it, but it's some form of dementia.
Family.
I think.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. So you had ownership then in United Video.
Yeah.
They were thinking then how many channels. They were limited to 12 channels, I think. But then they were thinking, well, maybe we could have 24 channels, and they never thought about 200 at
right.
that time.
If you go clear back to my dad's day, I think his amplifier only did 3 channels. So it was a technology issue. The cable that they were putting in always could carry a lot of information. Coaxial cable can. But the amplifiers were 3 channels, 12 channels, 24 channels. Now unlimited, because they're using fiber and they're using a whole different kind of amplifiers. That's the reason actually cable's going to be around forever, because they've got that coaxial cable running everywhere that carries a huge amount of information. If you're streaming, you still have to use a cable to get it to your house. There's no way around the cable into your house. There's no real wireless system that works adequately.
I was noticing YouTube TV, and that may not even be anything. We think in terms, when we do these, that we're talking to people 50 years from now. They're looking back.
Yeah.
All right? So you have YouTube TV, that's cable-free live television is what they're promoting. Best way to stream TV. So there's not cable involved in that at all, and you can do that on your iPhone.
Technically, that's true.
So we're in this flux area now. Which way is it going to go? Streaming, and apparently all these companies that are producing movies specially made for streaming are probably going to be it for the future. I don't know.
Well, I think they've changed. One thing they've changed is the dynamics of how you make a movie or a TV series. I mean, Netflix has got to, as much as they're doing, they've got to be making them much cheaper than they would have been made 10 years ago by Hollywood.
Right.
They've got character actors who are very good actors, who I know they're not paying like they pay the big guys, but it's nice, easy, constant money for the actors, and probably easier work schedules than making movies. And I've even heard some of them say that. I mean, this is compared to making a movie and working 24 hours a day with time schedules and doing these half-hour segments, they can still have a family and live in one place.
Right. But major series like Mad Men came along, and John Hamm became a star as a result of that. That's happening now, and they're quality actors and quality programs. And they have to do that, I would imagine, to compete with everything else. We wouldn't take anything inferior, otherwise we wouldn't sign up for it.
Yeah, right.
So, you know, I never really have done this before when I've done these, to have this kind of a discussion about them. But because I'm a consumer and you were in the business, it's probably all right for the people of the future to hear this kind of conversation going on.
Right, but neither you nor I know what's going to happen.
No. And you didn't have any idea when you were starting cable what was going to happen, except you probably knew it's going to revolutionize. Did you know and think in those terms it's going to revolutionize the industry big time?
I thought from the very beginning that we would have more and more channels. I never believed, or never occurred to me I mean, more and more meant 20 or 30, but never occurred to me we'd have hundreds and hundreds of channels. I don't know, there must be 10 food channels. Just and what cables, one of the things they're faced with is breaking up, or not the cable and the networks, breaking up their services. I mean, you don't necessarily want all of NBC. You only want three things that NBC does, and you'd like to pick and choose those, and streaming will allow you to do that. I have noticed, I have Cox here as well, and I'm not sure which button I push, but it will say, it's on demand. So you can go back and order, find on any network show and get on demand, but you can't fast forward through the commercials.
Oh, yeah. Right.
So they don't care when you watch the commercial as long as you watched it.
So then in our town, and by the way, Oklahoma City, do you know what was happening to them as cable was beginning here? Do you have any idea what happened there?
I didn't follow that, that closely.
Right. Right.
I assume something very similar. But cable, you know, it was just a tough nut with not much to serve the customers with back in the late 70s until the satellite came along, and then all of a sudden these, you could have cable in every city and you could start having 30 or 40 channels. And
right. Did you just love being in this business?
I loved the technology part. I loved, I did. It was a wonderful time. I was in it at the perfect time, too. We went public in 92, which was really an exciting event.
Okay, who's we?
United Video.
Okay.
And the stock came out at 12, and all my friends bought some, and it went to 8, and most of them bailed. And then it went to, after splits and stuff, 140 or something.
So those who stayed with it
did
very well.
Yeah.
You mentioned HBO before, but they really helped too, didn't they?
They started the satellite business. I mean, they put a fight on, as I recall, was the first thing that they did that proved you could take a signal from one place, put on the satellite, and beam it to a bunch of places, and it would work.
Okay, so that was the model, and everybody else looked at that and said, hey, we can do that too.
Right. And it happened pretty fast after that. There were Western Union and RCA had satellites up in the air. I don't know if you remember, they were talking at one time about doing telephone through the satellite, but there was too much latency. You're going a long ways up and a long ways back, and even though you're going at the speed of light, it still gave you that echo quality. Then Corning came along with the fiber, and all of that telephone talk just went away, and it's all on the ground in fiber now.